This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Debate continues over water use in the American West, and advocates say fulfilling water allotments to tribal nations is vital to the health of those areas. Amarina Lee Martinez researches water management around the Dolores River. She says water access has allowed for growth on the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation, including efforts to build a fresh food market.
And this is a common problem for many reservations, being food deserts where you don't have access to high-quality fresh food. And also water deserts, right, as we already know, where having lack of access to running water. So with running water comes economic development and cultural self-determination.
The Ute Mountain Ute tribe has water rights on the Dolores River in southwest Colorado, although they often don't receive their full allotment. Today is the last day for public comment on a BLM public lands rule that puts conservation on par with other uses. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper has written a letter to the head of the Interior Department and the Bureau of Land Management in support of the draft rule. He writes it will improve public lands resilience and help the BLM develop responsibly. And he also called on the agency to, quote, meaningfully respond, unquote, to public feedback over concerns raised and to continue to engage with stakeholders, including ranchers and the renewable energy industry, as it works on the final rule. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The National Weather Service says hot weather is coming for Colorado next week. Highs in Denver are forecast to be in the low to mid-90s. In Grand Junction, it'll be over 100 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.